Thank you, and once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide, matter of fact. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, it is summer, and I'm thinking we've got some people out there who want an adventure. And I've got a great one for them. They just need to stop in or make a point to go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or if you can't be there in that time frame, make an appointment. They've got tons of vendors. They've got a huge offering of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. You are going to have fun. So make sure you make a point to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
I have a story here that was sent in by Debbie Shafto, and I'm not sure if Debbie wrote this one. It's called Of Fishin' and Horse Crazy Daughters. So I'm going to share that with you today. Actually, it was written by Carol L. Newdell, dedicated to her father. So here we go. Of Fishin' and Horse Crazy Daughters. Well, I used to be a happy man with what every man could wish. 4 cute kids, a real good job, and weekends off to fish. But then my youngest daughter took a U-turn for the worst, a malady that ruins lives. With horse fever, she was cursed. It was fury this and flick of that, of black beauty she would dream. It was horses this and ponies that, till we were prepared to scream. We tried curly spaniel puppies, cuddly kittens, birds, and fish. Our daughter dearly loved them all, but it didn't change her wish. Well, with our growing feed bill, we finally came to know that this horse fever craziness was nothing she'd outgrow. Our collapse was total, our hearts and faces stony, when we decided that December, Santa'd bring a pony. Well, ponies don't really cost that much, but that was only the start, I fear. You see, little girls can't pony ride without some pony gear. So I bought a pony saddle, a bridle with reins and bit, a little pony halter, and a blanket with an indent in it. So off we went to the feed store and bought some grain and hay, and with these final purchases was ready for the day. As Christmas Day waxed and waned, I realized with great pain I'd have to build a little corral and a shelter from the rain. Well, if you've ever had a pony, you know that they can wreck your home. Stitched up arms, bruised knees, and even a broken bone. Well, horses are mighty impressive, especially when they're new. To settle sibling rivalry, we had to buy us two. And two new shiny saddles, and, bereft of any luck, a spankin' new horse trailer to pull behind my truck. And when I had a weekend free of all the fuss, I'd schedule a little fishing trip for just the six of us. And all the cats, and the dogs, and the birds, and the boat in tow, we had to take an extra truck so the horses, too, could go. It soon became apparent with our little farm that we could sell that fishing boat and build us a nice barn. So then we had our animal farm with all our animal toys. And what should happen next? Oh, no, that girl discovered boys. Well, it was a nervous father that I was on her wedding day. But the smartest thing I ever did was give that girl away. Because, as luck would have it, she loves those animals first, and he has them all, you know, for better and for worse. So now I'm a happy man, with what every man could wish. I visit my daughter and her farm, but every weekend I fish. And that was dedicated to the father of Carol Newdell, who I believe had written that in 1990. Kim, what do you have to share today?
A couple of episodes ago, maybe one episode ago, I shared Things Confucius Didn't Say. Bob Christofferson sent this in, and I've got a couple more, and I thought they were definitely worth sharing. So, again, Things Confucius Did Not Say. So, man who lives in glass house should change clothes in basement. Now, he might not have said that, but I think those are very wise words. And a lion will not cheat on his wife, but a tiger would.
Oh, I get it. Tiger would. Okay. I'm always slightly terrified when I exit out of Word on my computer, and it asks me if I want to save any changes to my 10-page technical report that I swear I did not make any changes to.
I know. That happens to me, too. What a coincidence.
We thank you for spending a little bit of time with us on our great network of stations out there like KNEB AM in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Mike and Kim Burge along with you for The Good Stuff.